The ear is an amazing thing, isn't it? Especially, it's important when it comes to radio, isn't it? Without your ear, radio become pretty meaningless. We're going to celebrate the ear today. Got a lot of things having to do with the ear. Let's see, Sharon Lowe and Bram, Do Your Ears Hang Low? We'll be playing that. Robin and Linda Williams, Flop-Eared Mule. And we got Duck's Breath. And we're going to hear some Eric Nagler. Harry's coming in. Yes. Well, it's Knock on Wood, and I'm Steve Charney. You're on our ear show. Why don't we get on with it, shall we? Benny Hill, put your finger in your ear and go ting-a-ling-a-loo. Silliness as usual.
Now if you're feeling miserable, if you're feeling blue, here's a little ditty that'll help to pull you through. All the clouds will disappear, the grey skies turn to blue. Just stick your finger in your ear and go ting-a-ling-a-loo. Suppose you've got the fell pest, the gout and goose's cough, a severe attack of hiccups, and your kneecap's just dropped off. The surgeon says we'd operate, but the anaesthetic's gone. You just look up and smile at him and say, you carry on. I'll stick me finger in my ear and go ting-a-ling-a-loo. Me finger in my ear and go ting-a-ling-a-loo. I'll be just like Nelson in the Battle of Waterloo. I'll stick me finger in me ear and go ting-a-ling-a-loo. Now in 14 and in 39, war raised its ugly head. The bombs, they fell on England, and one fell on my head. But we fought and beat the Germans, 'cause we knew just what to do. We stuck our fingers in our ears and went ting-a-ling-a-loo. Prince Philip said, get your fingers out. And that cut me to the quick. We got our fingers out, but I didn't do the trick. So follow your true leaders with all your might and main. Be like Jenkins, Heath and Wilson and stick them back again. Oh, stick your finger in your ear, go ting-a-ling-a-loo. Your finger in your ear, go ting-a-ling-a-loo. Remember what old Gladstone said in 1892? Stick your finger in your ear and go ting-a-ling-a-loo.
That Benny Hill boy, he knows how to cut up, doesn't he? On our ear show. Harry's joined me. Right, Harry?
Yes, Steve. I particularly like ears.
Yes, it's too bad that yours are made of wood there.
Ow! Don't do that, Steve. So what if I have a wooden ear?
Because it's better than having a tin ear, right?
Yeah, especially since we're about to do a song together.
That's right. This is called I Want to Hold Your Ear. I got my guitar here. We originally got this from Sesame Street. Probably Joe Raposo wrote it, I guess. It's called I Want to Hold Your Ear.
Yes, Steve, go ahead. Strum the strings. I held your hand and told you that I loved you.
You certainly did.
You turned around and walked right out the door.
Well, you deserved it.
Seems like holding your hand was not enough.
No, it wasn't.
So I want to do something more.
What are you going to do now?
Oh, I want to hold your ear.
Ow, 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 ow. Let go of the ear.
Want
let go.
To hold it dear.
Hey, I'm having trouble playing the guitar. Stop it, stop
want
it.
Want to hold your ear until you say you love me too.
Well, let go of the ear and maybe I'll tell you. Ouch.
And I want
thank
to hold
you.
Your nose.
Stick on the nose.
I want to hold it close.
I can't play the chords on the guitar. Let go.
Want to hold your nose until ow, you know that I love you.
I know you love me. Ooh.
And I want to hold your tongue.
Hey, go to the tongue.
I want to hold your tooth.
All right, let's go, let's go.
I won't let you talk or eat until you know the truth.
What's the truth?
I love you.
All right.
I want to hold your hair.
Don't pull it, don't pull it, don't pull it.
Show you that I care.
Don't pull the hair. I'm losing the guitar chords.
And it's only fair to tell you what I intend to do.
What are you going to do again?
I'm going to keep what I hold
here. Oh,
that's
right.
Your nose,
ouch.
Your tongue, your tooth, your ear. I'm gonna hold them till you say you love me too.
All right, I love you, Harry, I love you. Oh.
Together, Steve.
Okay.
Oh, I wanna hold your ear.
Baby, wanna hold it dear.
Baby, wanna hold your ear until you say you love me too. And and I wanna hold your nose. Baby, wanna hold you close. Baby, wanna hold your nose until you know that I love you. And I wanna hold your tongue. Ooh, I wanna hold your tooth. I won't let you talk or eat until you know the truth. What's the truth? I love you. Wanna hold your hair. Baby, show you that I care. Baby, and it's only fair to tell you what I intend to do. Here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna keep what I hold dear. Your nose, your tongue, your tooth, your ear. I'm gonna hold them till you say you love me too, too.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. I love you.
I'm a little acorn brown, lying on that cold, cold ground.
Everybody steps on me, that is why I'm cracked, you see.
I'm a nut. I'm a nut. I'm a nut. I'm a nut. I'm a nut.
Call myself on the telephone just to see if I'm at home.
Ask myself out on a date, not any later than 8:30.
I'm a nut. I'm a nut. I'm a nut. I'm a nut. I'm a nut.
I just think that I am grand to go to the movies and hold my hand.
I put my arm around my waist. If I get too fresh, I slap my face.
I'm a nut. I'm a nut. I'm a nut. I'm a nut. I'm a nut.
I'm a nut. I'm a nut.
I'm a nut.
I'm a nut. I'm a nut. I'm a nut.
I'm a nut.
I'm a nut. I'm a nut. I'm a nut.
I'm a nut.
I'm a nut.
Can you tie them in a knot? Can you tie them in a bow? Can you throw them over your shoulder like a continental soldier? Do your ears hang low?
Do your ears hang low? Do they wobble to and fro? Can you tie them in a knot? Can you tie them in a bow? Can you throw them over your shoulder like a continental soldier? Do your ears hang low?
Can you twist your nose? Can you bend it to and fro? Touch it with your tongue, touch it with your toe, with your finger and your thumb, pinch the ends, sing along. Lovely little things our noses.
Can you purse your lips? Can you make them do the twist? Perhaps a crooked smile or even blow a kiss. Can you open them really wide? Wiggle your tongue around inside. Clever little things our lips.
Can you roll your eyes? Can you look both left and right? Shut them up tight, open them really wide. Give a little wink. Blink, blink, blink. Wonderful things are eyes.
Do your ears hang low? Do they wobble to and fro? Can you tie them in a knot? Can you tie them in a bow? Can you throw them over your shoulder like a continental soldier? Do your ears hang low?
Knock on Wood now offers you a unique opportunity to own a limited edition audio cassette. A cassette of Harry playing your favorite love songs on the piano by ear. You'll hear, "When the Moon Hits Your Eye Like a Bigger Pizza Pie," that's Amore. You'll hear hits like "The Way We Were" or "Love Me Tender." And many, many others. That's right, Harry plays all your favorites by ear. No sheet music, no practicing, no fingers. Here's "Sunshine of My Love," only the way Harry can interpret it. And if you order now, you'll also receive Harry playing by heart. All of your favorites, played without the benefit of awkward sheet music and clumsy hands. You'll hear hits like "Yankee Doodle," "God Save the Queen," "She Ain't No Human Being," and "Material Girl" can all be yours if you act now. So please call the number at the bottom of your radios and ask for Harry's hits played by ear. Act now.
Seen mules. this is not a very serious song, but it's a great song for making up your words. You can sing about what you like to do. Hey, how about, hey, do y'all like to play baseball? I like baseball. Maybe you like soccer, but I like baseball, so we're going to sing about baseball. You can sing along, too, if you want to. It's coming right around here. Here we go. Right.
Does this sound like you? Sound like how you hear? Sound like the way you hear things? Abnormal earwax buildup is a problem for many. Or some. A few. A guy I know. But for those that have it, like for George, I know it's a real problem. And right now, it's an ignored problem. Abnormal earwax buildup. Who cares, right? Well, what does this sound like to you? That was Ella Fitzgerald listening to Chuck Mangione. Now, what does this sound like to you? That was Ella Fitzgerald with abnormal earwax buildup listening to Chuck Mangione. Doesn't sound like a whole lot, does it? Which is what someone with abnormal earwax buildup says to himself all the time. Doesn't sound like a whole lot. And you know what people say to him? And let's look at the medical attention they can look forward to. The most primitive method is using head shears to cut the unwanted buildup away from the sides of the head. But a saner, more painful method has been developed recently. Melting the earwax away with small tungsten rods called T-rods that are heated to a temperature exceeding 150 degrees and then plunged into the mass of earwax, literally burrowing a tunnel to the ear so that the person, although he can't hear everything, can hear a little bit better. It would be much like if we were to hold toilet paper tubes up to our ears and hold our breath. Research assistants paid by the hour find this is a remarkable way to pass the time. They've also found that recent tax cuts are turning them into research volunteers. Research volunteer. How would you like to walk around all day saying, "I'm a research volunteer"? No, you wouldn't. Just like you wouldn't want to walk around all day with 10 pounds of wax sticking out of your ears. So if you care at all, you'll write somebody today and tell them to do something about this.
Duck's breath. Abnormal earwax buildup, and well, if you tuned in late, maybe you're getting some sense of what the show's about. Can you figure out what the theme is? The ear. That's right. You're a knock on wood. I'm Steve Charney. Harry's here with me, and when we get home, Harry, I want you to clean up your trunk, change your clothes, and do your homework.
No!
What do you mean, no? You have to do what I tell you. I'm your legal guardian, Harry.
I'm not gonna do it!
You better.
I can't hear you!
Harry, take your fingers out of your ears.
What?
You heard me. Now take your fingers out of your ears.
I can't hear a thing!
All right, if you won't take your fingers out of your ears, then take the hair out of your nose.
Ha ha!
I thought you couldn't hear me.
I can't!
Stop it now. You won't take your hair out of your nose and at least take your tongue out of your mouth. This instant!
If you think you're going to get me to laugh, you're mistaken. I'm not listening to you.
Harry, if you won't take your tongue out of your mouth, then take your toe out of your eye.
Dee, 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 dee.
Okay, then. But if you don't take that hamster off of your head, you're going to be punished.
Steve, I'm not laughing.
I thought you couldn't hear me.
I can't hear you.
Then how come you're answering me?
I'm talking to myself.
I want that hamster off of your head and take that donut off of your wrist.
I can't hear you.
And if you won't take your fingers out of your ears, then at least take that shoehorn out of your collar.
Not funny.
If you won't take that shoehorn out of your collar, then at least take that lamb chop off of your lap.
You're being stupid.
Harry, I want you to take that traffic light off of your forehead this instant and do what I say.
Give it up, Steve. You're not getting to me.
That's all right. I don't mind if I don't. You know why? Because you'll be taking your fingers out of your ears any second now anyway, without me telling you to.
How come?
Because the little cooties that live in your head, Harry, when they see your fingers in your ears, they'll run up to them from the inside and start nibbling at them. It's a funny feeling. But if you keep them in too long, your fingers get nibbled down to little stubs.
Ew, that's disgusting!
See, I told you you'd take them out. Now that you can hear me, I want you cleaning up your trunk when we get home, doing your homework and changing your clothes.
I can't hear you!
Get your big toes out of your ears!
I want to whisper in your ear.
Oh, no.
So please bring it over here. I promise I won't tickle it, or jiggle it, or prickle it. I just want to whisper in your ear. But oh, what the heck? I spy a lovely neck. I may give it a peck, or two, or three. And while I'm getting bolder, I'll bite this little shoulder. It may go deliciously with tea. Please don't be alarmed if I poke these underarms. To tickle them would be such a treat. But all of a sudden, I spy a belly button. To blow on it would make my life complete.
Again.
Put your finger in your ear, in your ear. Put your finger in your ear, in your ear. Put your finger in your ear. I bet it's hard to hear.
What'd you say? I can't hear you.
Put your finger in your ear, in your ear. Put your finger in your eye, in your eye. That's good. Put your finger in your eye, in your eye. Put your finger in your eye, then have yourself a cry. Put your finger in your eye, in your eye. Put your finger in your nose, in your nose. Put your finger in your nose, in your nose. Put your finger in your nose, then give your nose a blow. Just kidding, don't really do it. Put your finger in your nose, in your nose. Put your finger on your tongue, on your tongue. Ew, after putting it up your nose, that's disgusting. Put your finger on your tongue, on your tongue. Put your finger on your tongue, then try to sing this song.
You can't sing the song, you hear it on your tongue. Hey, how do you do?
Put your finger on your tongue, on your tongue. Put your finger between your toes, between your toes. Now, if you're wearing shoes, you'll have to pretend. Put your finger between your toes, between your toes. Put your finger between your toes. It's disgusting, yes, I know. But put your finger between your toes, between your toes. Put your finger on your finger on your finger. Put your finger on your finger on your finger. Put your finger on your finger on your finger on your finger. Running out of fingers there. Put your fingers all together, all together. Put your fingers all together, all together. Put your fingers all together. Then pray this song gets better. Oh, please let it get a little better, please. Put your fingers all together, all together. Put your finger on your chin, on your chin. Put your finger on your chin, on your chin. Put your finger on your chin, then sing the song again. Oh, no. Put your finger on your chin, on your chin. Put your finger in your ear, in your ear. Put your finger in your ear, in your ear. Put your finger in your ear, and leave it about a year. Put your finger in your ear, in your ear.
Mary-Kate!
Mom's calling.
Mary-Kate!
Really? I don't hear anything.
Time to brush your teeth.
You're right. I don't hear anything either.
I hear caterpillars crawling through the grass so late at night. I hear the earthworms wiggling in the early morning light. I can hear grasshoppers walking on their feet so light and small. But no matter what I'm doing, I can't hear my parents call. I can't hear my
The Olsen Twins, here on Knock on Wood. I'm Steve Charney. This is our ear show. Listening, hearing. Before that, we heard a segment from a tape that I have out. The yellow tape of my live show. And it's Knock on Wood. I'm Steve Charney. Huh?
Steve, I better go to an ear specialist. I think I'm having trouble hearing.
That's terrible. Harry, something wrong with your ears? I guess because they're made of wood and everything, huh?
What?
I said that's terrible.
Huh?
It's a catastrophe.
No, there aren't any cats after me. I said I think I'm going deaf.
I think you might be correct.
I might be cracked? No, I'm not cracked, Steve. I'm deaf. It has to do with my ears.
Does it run in your family?
What?
I said, do your other family members have trouble hearing?
Do I have pickled herring? What does herring have to do with this?
For instance, how's your cousin Ed?
My cousin's head? It's got a bump on it, Steve. His wife hit him over the head with a picture.
Was it a picture of him?
He says it's a striking resemblance.
Isn't that your cousin Ed who hasn't cut his hair in 10 years? He must be eccentric.
What?
He must be eccentric.
No, his name isn't Cedric. I told you it's Ed.
I said he must be eccentric not to have his hair cut in 10 years.
Nah, he's not eccentric. He's bald.
Are you really going deaf?
What?
Well, if you're not, I hope you're at least having a good time.
Did you say you haven't got a dime? Well, don't ask me for one, Steve.
I said I hope you're having a good time. Good time!
I don't know. It's after 3, I know that. But I can't give you a dime, Steve, because I went on a date last night and I spent $8.
Only $8?
Yeah, that's all she had. We went dancing.
Yeah, is she a good dancer?
Well, she isn't any denser than anyone else.
I said, is she a good dancer?
We had a big fight on the dance floor.
Oh, you and her had some words, huh?
No, not in the woods. We had it on the dance floor.
Was it much of a crowd?
Am I proud? Sure I'm proud. That's why we fought.
Is that why your ears are red?
Who's dead?
Not dead, your ears. I think she boxed your ears. She must have been speechless with rage.
Did she ever speak on stage? What does that have to do with what we're talking about?
Never mind, Harry. Go see an ear doctor if you want to.
What?